Okay, I'm here with...
Michelle.
Michelle, so obviously you've got your placard here, Sharia, the real war on women here.
It absolutely is.
So you're obviously here standing against what's going on across the street. Is there anything else besides Sharia that just really brings your ire out when it comes to what's going on over here?
The fact that these guys would like to kill anyone that doesn't believe in what they believe in, which is absolutely absurd.
Have you ever read the Quran?
I've read bits and pieces. I have not actually sat down and read the whole thing, and I need to do that. So
if Sirhaj Wahaj came across the street here and handed you a Quran and said, Michelle, would you read this? Would you do it?
I couldn't read it all in one sitting here, but I would certainly take it home and read it. If he handed it to me, heck yeah, I'd take it home and read it.
Well, I've read it a couple of times, and it would take you quite a while just trying to figure out what's going on here.
I would imagine it's pretty confusing. It would be a mind-blowing experience, I'm sure.
So where are you from, Michelle?
I'm here from North Texas.
Anywhere in particular? I mean, we're from Fort Worth and Bedford.
Just east of Dallas.
Just east of Dallas?
Yeah.
What do you think will be accomplished by... I probably guess there's I don't know, a couple hundred people here at least.
I'm hoping we have 1,000.
Yeah. What do you think will be accomplished by this gathering out here?
I believe this just shows them that we are not willing to stand down. We're not willing to submit to their beliefs. And, you know, it would be fine if they wanted to come here and live in peace. But that taqiyya word, you know, that talks about the fact that they will lie to us until they get enough of a population to start taking over, I believe that wholeheartedly, and I don't trust any of them. But if they want to come here and just live a nice, clean, safe life and not push their stuff onto me, have at it. That's great.
Do you think that the Garland ISD, the mayor, and obviously the people that run the Culver Center over here have fallen under the spell of taqiyya when this whole thing came up?
I think they've fallen under the spell of mainstream media. It's the same as I mean, most governments, you know, are overrun with liberals. And for some odd reason, and I have yet to figure it out, why they feel that if they kowtow to this religion, this ideology, that somehow they'll be spared in the end if they do take over our country, that they will somehow not have their heads cut off. I don't know what their end game is here to try and appease these guys, because I'm not interested in that.
Now, these same five characters that are the speakers at this event are going down to Houston tomorrow to do the same thing.
Correct.
Do you plan on going down there?
I will not be able to drive down for that. It's my parents' wedding anniversary tomorrow, so we'll be celebrating that. But there is a new event being set up for that as well, so they're getting a lot of RSVPs for that one too. So there'll be another good-sized protest.
Well, Michelle, I appreciate you taking a couple of minutes to talk to us.
Absolutely.
You have a great day. May we have your permission to put this on the Christian Apologetics Project?
Yes.
I can't even remember my own website.
Yes.
So, may I do
certainly
that?
Can.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.